Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is 4:30 on Monday, the 24th of August, 2020. And this is a special meeting to take action regarding the speed limit between Alabama Avenue to N Avenue and North Fort Fisher Boulevard to South Fort Fisher Boulevard. So that is the session. Gentlemen, we have heard from a variety of individuals over the last few weeks that this has been open. We've heard from them in a public hearing and an extension to that public hearing. And it is time for us to have a council discussion on that point. So if anybody wants to plead a case in any particular direction, feel free to do that before we vote. So any comments from council?
I'll start.
Okay, John, go ahead. Commissioner Allen.
I have heard nothing data-wise or experience-wise that would change my mind from where I presently stand, and that is to leave the speed limits as they are throughout the town.
Okay.
A number of people use the word consistent. Well, that didn't play with me at all, because I could make a case that you come over the bridge, you change to 35, you come down into Carolina Beach Business District, and it's 25. And we are consistent with that. We have 35 at the front end of Cary Beach, and as you come into the business district, it goes down to 25. So in that regard, we are consistent. And I don't think anything has to be consistent. We're different towns with different situations. I did research prior to the first meeting on the public hearing regarding raising and lowering speed limits. There was a national study done. There were 22 different states in that study, and different types of road and different speed limits on those roads. Now those speed limits had been on those roads for a number of years, and so they would change it up 10 or down 10. The study found that there was no real increase in the amount of speed if you lowered it, or lowering the speed if you raised it. There was not any data to support there were more accidents by raising the speed limit, or fewer accidents by lowering the speed limit. People, I think, have an understanding of what's reasonable and prudent for the conditions. We all tend to drive slower in heavy rain. Speed limit doesn't change on the sign, but we tend to drive slower because we think we would be safer. From a personal experience, older than most of you folks, I lived in Montana for 4 years. When I was there, there was no posted daylight speed limit. It was legal to go as fast as you wanted to. And if you were on the road, which I was, because I was in a job that required me to drive 150 miles to get there, through the military. And if you're driving 65 or 70, you did not have cars going by you at 100 plus and things like that. So I think people understand what's reasonable and are not going to put themselves in harm's way on purpose just because there's no rule that says you must go slower. So I am much in favor of leaving the Cary Beach speed limits as they are, and I haven't been convinced by any of the talk regarding personal experience or data that's been talked about that would change my mind.
Okay. Anybody else have comments?
Everybody looking at me, so I'm going to start.
opposition hadn't changed. A bicycle pedestrian committee is wanting to make True Beach as safe as possible for the pedestrians that cross the road and walk the roads and cycle and everything else. And in that part in the north end of town, we don't have sidewalks. A lot of people do walk along the streets to get to different parts of town or get to beach access points where it's not convenient just to cross. They have to walk a distance to get to the access points. It's not about golf carts. It's about being consistent with the speed that we feel comes through, that I feel comes through from Carolina Beach down to N Avenue to make it safe. And then I also think that the area south of town, where we do have some sidewalks on the south end of town, it would make it a lot safer for people that are backing out to the street and trying to manipulate traffic. I think we heard one citizen say that, according to his calculations, it'd slow you down about 30 seconds. And I don't think that's a lot to give up for saving somebody's life or a kid or a cyclist or whoever it is. So I could live with it if we change it. I could live with it if we don't. But I would prefer it to see it make it safer for our visitors and our citizens.
You have anything to say?
I do not support lowering the speed limit. We've seen no data. A lot of emotional arguments, yes. But no data that would support lowering the speed limit. And also, I think it's going 25 miles an hour in January. It's kind of silly.
Well, I would tell you that I'll go to David for input from him at the end here. I mean, this is not the vote. We will vote. But for my particular view, we have residential areas in this town that are at 25. They're 25 because children play in those areas. They're 25 because the people on those streets want them to be 25. That's a safer speed than 35. I would tell you, I am not a fan of 35 miles an hour for what it would prevent, but I am a fan of it for what it could prevent. A fan of 25 for what it could prevent. Our small town atmosphere with a variety of beach accesses, there's no reason that we would need a thoroughfare where we have families on both sides of the street crossing the street to go to the beach. To have that at 35 when the rest of the community is 25. So I haven't heard anything from anybody other than it's an inconvenience, and I'm willing to suffer that inconvenience to have a speed limit that doesn't necessarily guarantee safety. I agree with that. You have to look both ways, and you're accountable for what you do, because you have to watch out for the drivers who aren't necessarily watching out for you. But I think at 25, it makes more sense to me. And that's just an opinion. Now, we can all vote, but David, did you want to say something, or you just want to vote?
Yeah, no. Well, so the reason we had a public hearing is because I didn't have an opinion on this issue. And I've been listening very closely and reading all the emails and actually researching them all. It's kind of one of those things where there's not a clear answer, right? And so that's why the council is all over the place, I think, right? Two of you guys are on one side, two of you guys are on the other, and I'm in the middle, right? Which is fine. Everybody gets to be there sometime. So we had a public hearing, and we took inputs from the public. One person at the public hearing said that, well, not everyone's really involved because of COVID and everything else. But I would say this is more input from the citizens than we had during the last four budget sessions for the last 4 years, which is spending their tax dollars. So definitely is representative, at least enough for me to be able to figure where I am, right? And if you look at all the emails, which Mandy, I'm sure, will post out there for those that want to count. If I count, they'll be a part of the minutes. There you go. If I count it properly, the majority, and it's a close majority, it's not a huge majority, is to change the speed limit in the north part of town. Then I asked the attorney and the police chief before this meeting, well, you know, how often can this speed limit be changed if it's a problem? Turns out we can change it every month, just about, it seems like. The police chief said, I don't want you changing it back and forth because that's a problem for the police department and for the citizens, which I agree with. So, yes, I'm ready to vote. I would want us to break it into two votes because I'm going to vote differently at one end versus the other based off the feedback from the public hearing.
So your recommendation is to break the vote into the
from north Alabama side of town, and then Alabama from south end. Right. Yes, sir, because that's what the feedback said from okay. the citizens.
So we have a motion to split the vote. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. To split the vote, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, we will then proceed to split the vote. Has everybody had their chance to speak at what they would like to say? I'll take that as a yes. Therefore, I would accept a motion stated one way or the other for to be seconded and then to be voted on.
I make a motion that we leave the speed limit on the north end of Fort Fisher Boulevard.
I'll second
just like it is.
Okay, so the motion has been offered and seconded to leave. A yes vote means leave it. A no vote means you won 25. Gentlemen, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Nay.
No. So did I get 3-2?
Yep.
Okay, from Alabama to N, we will be looking at 25 mile an hour speed limit.
We should say when it's effective so it gives the police time to advertise it and Jimmy time to change the...
We need a motion to actually do that.
According to 2141, it's effective when you post the appropriate signage.
Okay, so you don't have to put a time just when they get the signs up? Okay.
Yep.
Okay. I was going to suggest November 2023.
November 23rd.
Since it's a month on the state island, we have to get their approval. I mean, I think they will, but don't have to.
I look at my reading of 2141 and
so the attorney said we didn't have to reach out to the state because it was designated to us in North Carolina 20-142. The town can 141. Thank you, sir.
Right.
The citizens can't hear you because you don't have a microphone, sir. That's why I understood.
No, I'm sorry. My fault.
That's all right.
Okay. So we said you would split the motion. May we have a motion?
Well, the town clerk's telling us our motion. You shouldn't have done it that way.
To leave it.
Okay.
It sounds like you're saying leave it.
So I make a motion we change the speed limit from Alabama to N Avenue to 25 miles per hour.
Yes.
Second.
Okay, a motion and a second. All in favor?
Yeah, but
yeah,
she said
we did, but the motion's fuzzy.
It didn't have the speed in your motion, so we got to do it properly.
Yeah. She's
so, keeping us out of trouble. She's doing a good job. Okay.
We just said we don't want 35. We didn't say what we want.
Right.
So.
I said leave it what it is.
Right, yes.
Right.
Yeah, well, we just...
Okay.
We're voting
record.
Again there for the record.
Well, we're voting for the record on 25. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
No.
I think no, but I'm confused.
Yeah, you're good.
You're good. Okay.
Yeah, you're voting to change it.
Now,
I need a second motion.
I make a motion that we leave the speed limit from H Avenue South on Fort Fisher Boulevard at 35 miles per hour.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
No.
So I believe we have a 3-2 on there as well.
That's
so.
Compromise. That is democracy right there.
There you go.
Democracy.
Public input.
So, okay, so that means that the south part of town will stay at the 35 mile an hour speed limit.
Make a motion to close this meeting.
Yep.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Back to the consistency question.
Wait.